The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
I read a story a few weeks ago. This woman told that it was a couple of weeks before Pesach, and she was cleaning her house, apartment, and she says, I can't even start cleaning. It's just such a mess. So she calls her daughter-in-law, who happens to be an excellent cleaner, and she said, now, you know, in the next few days, could you come and help him, like, clean my apartment so that I can clean for Pesach? So her daughter said, sure, Mom, I could do that. Now, she came a few days, maybe 5-6 days before Pesach, she came. And her mother-in-law said, well, I have work today. Thank you for coming. I'll be back in 6 hours. Do this, 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 and this. Do the best you can. By the way, all the junk, just get rid of. I don't want it. Just make it look nice. Okay. The daughter-in-law springs into action. She goes to this room and that room and this room and that room, and she's doing everything. She gets to her mother-in-law's bedroom. She goes into her closet. She sees clothing from like the 1950s. She says, you're not wearing that. You haven't worn that. And who knows how? You haven't worn that in 20 years. Garbage, garbage, garbage. You're stuffing garbage bag. She goes, she cleans the whole house perfect. Throws everything out. The mother-in-law comes home. She's looking gorgeous. Spick and span. Thank you. She goes up to her room. She goes to her closet. Her heart skipped a beat. Where's my clothes? She looks for those clothes. Each one of three old outfits had her three most precious diamonds in them. Her wedding ring, her who knows what. And she said to her, where's the... Oh, no, you said all the good junk. Throw out. I threw it out. She makes a beeline for the garbage, sat there. She goes outside to the garbage dump. This is in Bnei Brak, before Pesach. The garbage men are coming every hour. They took it already. She comes up the steps back to her house. She's ready to let her daughter-in-law have it. How dare you? Who asked you to throw out my personal clothes? She gets to the top step. She said, before I open the door, I stopped my son. I said, what's going to happen now if I explode on her? It's going to be a war. She said, I have a different idea. I'm not going to say anything for a few days. She's about to go in. She says, you know what, Hashem? I'm going to do something that's totally against my nature. You know how hard it is for me. I have three diamonds at home. Two adult boys and one adult girl, still not married. Hashem, more than anything, I would love to celebrate with those gems rather than the other gems. Please, I'm not going to say a word ever. I'm never going to mention a word to my daughter-in-law. Please, can you take care of my gems? She walks into the house. She kisses her daughter-in-law. Thank you for the great job. Goodbye. That Chol HaMoed Pesach, the phone rings. Shidduch suggestion for son number one. 2 days later, another suggestion. They haven't gotten suggestion in months. A few days later, the third suggestion. She said within weeks, all three of my children were engaged. And she said, for my other children, my first daughter got married. I was saying the whole Tehillim 40 days in a row. This one I did Perek Shira 1,000 times. This one. And these, in 1 second of complete strength, I was able to bring the Yeshua. She was surrounded by chesed. You went against your nature. That's amazing. The zechut of that is awesome.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org